Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
That was a fun noise.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions Podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Dagna.
Hashtag Sean is a monster.
Do you have a pun as my New Year's resolution?
No, fuck you.
Stephanie, who plays Boone?
Hashtag fuck you, Sean.
Kyle, who plays Cam?
You're breaking my heart.
Matt, who plays Cyrus?
Hashtag Sean is a monster.
And Ben, who plays Callus.
Who's the most famous skeleton bard? Pelvis Presley. It's true. All the ghouls love him.
Oh my God.
But do you know why they like him so much? Because he's hip.
Ben, are you gonna Ben, are you doing like a tight five here? What's happening?
That was really good.
Worth
that
it. Really good.
That was so super worth bad. It. That was very good.
So bad.
Well, brilliant.
I thought I would make it to 180 episodes of this podcast, but it's 179 and I'm calling it.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, it's been a good 4 years. I appreciate the journey.
Kyle, come back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, last week there was a lot of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a lot of things that happened.
I would call last week an escalation of personal storyline conflicts.
Yes, I think that's a fair assessment.
Mm-hmm.
A rapid escalation, you could call. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's interesting is we now know where everybody stands.
And now we also know at the end of that episode that it doesn't matter where we all stood.
We're fucked.
Because the situation has changed.
So, yeah.
Significantly, you could say.
My spells.
So, yeah. So, last week it ended with a bunch of burned barbarian tents and corpses, as well as the corpse of Corvino laying on the ground.
Because we are, in fact, playing a campaign with Sean.
Who it is pains secretly George R. R. Martin.
I wish. But anyway, so there was a single rider coming from about a mile off with both the banners of House Macwell and Sin Aemon flying, making his way in your direction.
Dagna stands and is fucking ready to face them.
Sorry,
there appear to be
Albert.
A few thousand troops.
That's fine. That's okay. I want to hear what they have to say.
Okay.
Well, guys, it has been great. I have to leave now.
The rider comes to a stop, lifts the visor on his helm and says, pulls out a scroll, breaks the seal and reads it. And it says, by order of Sin Aemon and the leader of House Macwell, Leopold Macwell, you are to accompany us to the first garrison to meet with your mother, where you will be reunited and placed in power of House Macwell. By your choice or ours, you will be coming with us on this day. What is your choice?
I just, look around.
You're not going. No.
No. I look around in the sense of, where's Leopold Macwell? I don't see Leopold Macwell.
Who's Leopold?
Kibbs grabs on to you, Dagna, and says, Dagna, I have a plan.
They killed Corvino.
Yes, but we cannot fight off 1,000 of them. I have a plan.
She just looks very sad at him. What? is your plan.
Let's get out of here.
Before we do, I have another plan.
Okay.
Ishtox, I call upon you.
Oh shit! And as you do so, a giant Ifriti coalesces from inside your pouch as the rider's horse rears back and he falls off into the mud. As then he stands up and turns tail and runs back to the line. Ishtox looks at you and says, "That was quick."
Let them know Clan O'Leary sends their regards and please wreak havoc upon them. If they start doing damage to you, you can leave. But please at least take a chunk of them out.
Is this what will complete our contract?
This will complete our contract and will be fulfilled.
Okay. He opens his hand as he blows a ball of fire into it. And he says, "It has been a pleasure treating with you."
Thank you, Ishtox.
And Ishtox flies up and at the line as the troops begin to look about confused, as then you see a gigantic ball of fire blow through and over the line, almost like a dragon's fire, as this Ifriti just begins to burn the lines of people.
Okay, we can leave now.
Kibbs says, "Come on, we can go here." And Kibbs walks over to a tree and begins to draw an arcane rune on it as a knot hole opens up that is the size of, you know, a humanoid. And he motions, he's like, "Come on, let's go."
I grab Corvino and I run.
I follow.
Yeah, me too.
As the sound of chaos ensues off in the distance, you guys make your way into this tree, and when you do, you pop out in a familiar place. You pop out into the town square of Silvered Strings.
Dagna just, like, as soon as she hits the other side, she just hits the ground and just cradles Corvino's body and just crying, because that was her best friend.
So Silvered Strings appears a little different than it did before. It appears a bit more fortified. The people look a little bit more worse for wear. And it looks like it's very well guarded at this point. As though everything's been fortified and they're keeping something off.
Do you think standing on the sidelines is going to be good for everyone now? Do you see what that gets you?
Now it's time. Now what, do I have to kill Cam too? Jesus.
As a familiar face makes his way up, he says, "Dagna, is that Corvino?" And you guys recognize Trebek as he takes his wide-brimmed hat off and kind of kneels down next to you to look at Corvino.
She just shakes her head, yeah.
And he puts his arm around you. "Tough times, Dagna. It's a surprise to see you here. Don't get me wrong, you're welcome here anytime, but... oh boy, they just keep piling up, don't they?"
"What do you mean?
The
What's
war.
What's been going on here?"
"The war. The front line is less than a 10-mile away. Troops keep coming through here, but we've told them they're not welcome. We make them skirt the outside of the city, but I don't know that we can hold out for much longer. They want a garrison here. The line between Ebersia and Sin Aemon is long. It stretches all the way north to south. And from what I hear, Gildas has joined in the fight with Sin Aemon. And at this point, we're in the wrong spot."
"We're all in the wrong spot right now.
Ain't that the fucking truth?"
I think Dagna's just kind of shell-shocked right now.
Fair.
I mean, she's hearing what Trebek is saying, but it's not registering for her.
Trebek uncorks a bottle of whiskey that he has pulled from a pouch, swigs at it, and hands you the bottle.
I have to do something with Corvino.
And he says, I know. What would you like to do, Dagna?"
"The Fey Forest? To be with his goddess or whatever, patron, whatever she was?"
"Then I guess they can lie together."
"What do you mean? Like, is she dead, or?"
"I mean, the forest was sieged when we wouldn't allow outsiders to come in. It's..."
"Jesus, fuck.
You came right when we were preparing to leave, and as you look around, you can see people packing up their possessions and in crates and wagons and stuff. You're kind of putting two and two together now that Silvered Strings is no longer able to stand on its own, and this war has definitely compromised this place."
Yikes.
That's an understatement.
I don't even know what, like, I don't know what else to say. Like, besides, oof.
I told you guys a war was coming.
No, I know. I just said I really, really didn't want to take part in it.
You still don't have to.
I'm trying.
Dagna just kind of ignores Cam and just takes Corvino's body, and she's going to go to the temple.
Okay. The temple is within the city walls at this point. But as you see at this now, the temple is no longer like a place for resurrection or things like that. A small single scraggly tree grows now in front of the altar, and around the temple are many, many graves, and unfortunately the names of a few people that you recognize.
Oh, fuck. Damn it, Sean.
Yay, emotional distress!
Okay.
One thing that gives you a brief little bit of respite, there is a beautiful, beautiful mausoleum in Gothic style. With the name of, what was his name? What was Bard's character's name? Cadren. Cadren Morgrier, etched in it in very beautiful lettering. It appears to be the only mausoleum there.
I will lay Corvino's body on the altar because I don't know where else to go with him. And then go etch a dick into Cadren's mausoleum. I may be emotionally distraught, but I'm not that upset.
You're still petty.
I'm still fucking petty.
When you do so and you turn back around, Corvino's body appears to be missing, but around the base of the small scraggly tree appears to be several mushrooms that have sprouted.
Okay. She just takes her leave. I don't know what she's gonna do, but she's just not gonna stay there long. She'll probably just go back and rejoin the party.
Okay, you rejoin the party, and as you're looking around, Trebek says, I've got to prepare to go. We're going to attempt to caravan our way to Thistlepot Junction, and from there, not entirely sure. So far, the Gnomish City has been able to stay out of the war, and I don't know that we're refugees or that we're heroes or anything, but we need a minute to think, and that seems like a good, likely spot.
Travel safe? Everything is just happening really fast right now, Trebek.
It's been pretty quick here as well, but yeah, there definitely was a build-up. It started off with a few troops here or there, some garrison or two, and now, I mean, soldiers march day and night down the path. 5 days ago, they marched, when they first got here, it was just a continuous line of troops for a good 48 hours until it finally ended.
Well, you and I will meet again. I can't go with you to Thistlepot. There's some business I have to take care of.
I wouldn't expect you would, and that's fine. We've got enough to get through, and I think if we leave this place, the soldiers will leave us alone. They want the buildings. They want the, I don't know, they want the town that we built.
Silverstring will always be ours. But you take care of them first.
I will. You take care of yours.
She just hugs him.
Yep. You can feel like a knot in his throat, as though he wants to well up in tears, but he just can't. You can tell he needs to be strong. As it's a very Disney's Robin Hood kind of sad, moment where the town is just like, it's very gray. It's, I don't know, you can see different smoke off in the distance.
Trebek, I don't know if this is going to make any difference or not, but Dad's making an army.
An army? I thought your clan was almost extinguished.
Well, thanks to Corvino, he did a last gift. They're going to make a house in Gildas.
Gildas?
So, if you're...
Are they going to try and take part in this war?
I believe so.
Doesn't seem like what you've told me of your clan.
I know. Still figuring out the pieces.
Are you sure?
I'm figuring out the pieces.
All right, well, if you need me or us, you know where to find us.
Okay, all right.
Do you need us to go with you?
No. If anyone isn't quite ready to back down on a fight yet, they can probably go join them. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying. Clan Leroy is making a statement.
Cam, this seems weird to you.
What?
So whether you choose to be a part of it or not, usually Jildas stays out of battles. They just sell troops. The fact that House Macwell and Jildas has a stake in this war is weird.
Okay.
And that's kind of coming to you now too, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Usually they remain on the outside. They don't choose sides because they want both sides to buy troops. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a gun runner thing. The fact that they have their own flag flying, it's weird.
Well, yeah, but the main thing is they usually, like, don't sell soldiers on both sides. It's usually they let whoever is, like, first come, first serve.
Also...
It also depends on the houses.
Yeah, but also, if someone was attempting, like, you would raise your own banners if someone was attempting to do something to question your power or dominance.
It's true, but you've also only seen House Macwell. You haven't seen any of the other houses of Jildas represented in this war yet.
They're united under one banner. What a twist.
I don't know. I mean, either way, I want part of it.
I'm just letting you know that both you and Cyrus would see that this something's a little... This isn't how it historically happens.
Okay. I will store that away mentally.
Same.
I'm not going to do anything about it. Just this moment.
So what's your guys' plan?
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna get a drink.
Hey, Callus, you need help with that whole tinker thing?
Well, yes.
Great. When can we start?
Well, we need to figure out what the hell is happening with all of that, so...
Okay. Fuck.
Yes, I don't... currently have any leads on that front, so...
Well?
Cam, if it's all right with you, wherever you go, I'll go.
Okay.
I don't know where we're going, but I don't know.
I don't either. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. Can I go back to bed?
The thing hasn't recharged yet.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Did you guys take it?
What, the door? Of course we should.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely would have.
Listen, I just want to put this out in canon forever. Don't attempt to take that away from me. There isn't a chance that I wouldn't, like, the door closes. And then last time, I think, when it kicked us out, it, like, kicked us all out of it and then, like, popped back into my bag automatically, I think is what you even said.
Sure. So, yeah, I'll make sure you never lose it.
I, without saying it in perpetuity, always put it back in my bag.
Okay.
Still don't know what we're doing, but at least that's out there.
Well, I assume Dagna and Cyrus are still leaving.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hell bent on it now.
Yeah, now they're leaving angry, actually.
But we don't know where we're going, but I was going to work on that here in a sec. I don't want this to be like the Lorne show.
No, you're good. I'm
we
still
all have moments.
I'm still not super.
Yeah, you haven't really had your Dagna moment yet, so exactly. I've been.
Yeah, I'm still super not going, but everything we said yesterday before, still good.
Just so you know, we can split the party. We can make this work either way. We'll just be pulling double duty,
which is fine.
Kibbs, do you have any way to scry or figure out? Because I don't know where. Wait, hold on. No, he said where Dad was. Dad was... oh, shit. I didn't write that down.
A little bit outside Jildas. Like a league outside Jildas.
I'm going to look at Kibbs. Kibbs, I know you probably blew that big spell today, but can you get us to Jildas?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Ooh. Perfect. All right. Yep. All right. Cool. In that case, Dagna's going to go prepare to go to Jildas tomorrow. And that's going to be, like, the rest of her day is just pulling together supplies, make sure she has everything pulled together, things like that.
I kind of, like, awkwardly, are you doing this, like, with us, or did you just, like, bounce? Are you bouncing?
No, she's like, you could still come with me or not, but I have a feeling that either way, we're going to get dragged into this.
Mm-hmm. I think Cyrus would follow Dagna.
You're not wrong. We're going to get dragged into this at some point. I am committed to remaining kicking and screaming.
Cam, I understand the position that this puts you in immensely. But look at this town. They're fleeing because of this bullshit. I mean, this is... How many more innocent people are going to die if someone doesn't do something? How many more innocent people are going to get ran away from their home because we're at war? If you had the chance to help these people, wouldn't you take it? Even if it meant doing something terrifying?
It's not terror that keeps me away.
Are you sure? Because that's what it sounds like.
Oh, damn. Ow. I'm burned.
And I would have to say, I never heard of a Macwell backing down a fight as much as you, even though you don't claim the name anymore.
I'm not saying you claim the name. As far as I know, Leopold died. Okay, I will always stand by that statement. You are Cam. You are not Leopold, but couldn't Cam do something, anything, to make a difference in this? Wouldn't Cam want to take that chance? Sometimes we gotta do the shitty thing. Sometimes we gotta face those fucking fears, dude. And sitting around on the sidelines saying, no, I'm not gonna get involved. How far is that gonna get you in life?
I was hoping just a little bit further.
Well, it can either get you a little bit further, or you can just take my hand and embrace it with us together. She holds out her hand to him. You with me?
Well, the thing you don't know about House Macwell is that there's a tunnel system under our main castle.
What?
Oh, shit.
What? That explains so much. You have no idea.
In fact, they can move the entire troop garrison in and out underground without anyone knowing. But the thing about not anyone knowing is that there's probably not that many people guarding it.
Where would you say this entrance is at?
Well, if I were to have a map, and then I'd pull out a map of my home and homelands.
Some half moon spectacles, licking your finger as you flip through the pages.
I would see that it is on here, and I spread the map out.
Okay.
I kept a few of Leopold's things when he passed.
Dagna's eyes just light up and she just throws herself at him and pulls him into a hug and just kisses his cheek. You're the best. Oh my god, this is gonna help so fucking much.
Oh, but this seems like a bad idea. Just FYI, I'm gonna do it. But oh boy, I don't want to.
Yes, but you know how sometimes they say bad ideas can be the most fun?
I don't think anyone says that.
For what it's worth, I think you're very brave.
Oh no, I'm just stupid.
They go hand in hand.
Fair. What about you, Boone? You gonna follow us on our big dumb mission? We'll get to Tinker next, I promise. I turn to Callus.
I have a feeling Tinker's gonna follow us. Like, I don't know. Keep going.
Yeah, why not? I really, what do we have to lose?
Allies.
A lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, that's what we have to lose every time we do something dumb together. He takes a minute and goes, oh, yeah. Well, it might work. Hooray!
Yay! Okay. Didn't actually expect that to happen. Thanks, Kyle!
Also, Sean, Gildas apparently has a series of underground tunnels we never talked about.
Well, yeah, this is news. This is news to me. As the guy,
it makes perfect sense, and I love it. So
I don't
yes,
know.
It
just felt like a thing that made sense. So
it does.
Great.
I'll
approve it.
You don't know about House Macwell.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I created that.
It's true.
Fair. You did create it. From a metagame standpoint, are you okay with that, Matt?
He did literally invent House Macwell. The name Macwell is a name Matt came
Everything
up.
About Gildas I've made. Come on. Yeah.
Except for this.
Yes.
Except for this, yes.
I've bolted on a little, some tweaks.
I'm going to say that I'm proud of you guys, because for the last two episodes, no one has said Gildos.
You just did.
Ben did once.
Ben did. Oh,
okay. That,
ben
was, did. That was actually by accident.
Because I laughed about it for a long time. I said, good job, Ben.
Like immature children.
And Matt got really mad. There. Thought you were there, Sean.
It definitely did happen.
Yeah. Here's my question, though, is like, would Boone go and like chop off all of her hair and like dye it blonde? Like to look different?
Ooh, makeover.
You chop it all off and then you dye it blonde. What do you do with this detached blonde hair?
Shut up, Sean. Get out.
She's making a wig, Sean. Come on.
Are you going to try and change your appearance?
You are already blue.
I know.
Dab-a-dee-ba-doo.
That's not how the song goes.
I don't care.
Dab-a-dee-ba-doo.
New thing.
You screw with my city's name, I'll screw with your favorite song.
Yeah, no, it's totally.
It is not my favorite song.
He listens to it like every day, like every morning. He has his bath and listens mm-hmm. to.
It's his ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the only people who still has a callback tone. yeah.
So, okay.
No, so, I think I'll be okay.
Okay. Anyone else doing anything?
Regretting every decision. But
that's I'm going to say that Kibbs is able to cast this again at sunset. I'm going to call it tide change for him, and it tide change his spell slots reset. So as you guys take your day doing so.
He took an Ambien and power napped.
Yep.
Because Kyle, you're not going to change your appearance, right?
I was double checking to see if I had disguise self or could cast disguise self to just double check real quick. I think I
do. I am actually thinking I'm...
I don't.
I am very excited for the next thing that happens too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know what, Sean? I am going to change my appearance. I don't know what it is. I mean, it probably would be just like if there's a way to like chop off my hair. Or something.
There's a couple different ways you can do like a physical change where you're going to change yourself. You can do a disguise check where you use like a disguise kit and do it that way, or you can use it spell wise where you cast something that changes your appearance.
Hey, baby, I have disguise kit if you want me to use it on.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, no, I probably would. But I'd have to talk to... Okay, so, yeah, I would probably take Dagna up on that.
Do I need a roll for, like, disguise or something?
Yeah, I think it'd be a performance. Is that how that works?
I don't know, but I have a +3 to it, so I'm proficient with it.
Ben, is that how that works? For how convincing it is?
Yeah.
And then you add your proficiency.
If you're proficient, you definitely get to add your proficiency bonus. Otherwise, I guess it's whatever stat you think applies, Sean.
I think it would be charisma.
Oh, like just a general charisma check?
Unless you have a proficiency in it. Because, I mean, it would be, well, performance. Because basically you're creating, you know what I mean?
Oh, I've got you, baby. it's a 15.
Upon, like, super close inspection, it would maybe be not obvious, but someone might get something. But other than that, you feel like you did a pretty good job.
Cam, do you want me to do some magic on you?
No.
You got it.
Looks like I do have 1 hour. Huh. Yes. Go ahead.
Come here, Cam. Oh, no.
Oh, what?
I rolled a natural one.
You did a great job. Cam, the fake nose is falling off of your face.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You look so great. You look so great, Cam. Oh,
thanks, Dagna.
Let me just tap that back.
You know what? You know what? Let me take it from here, Dagna. Thank you.
Is that something that look less like Cam and more like Leopold?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I somehow look like my family portrait. Okay. Let me, All right. I go back and, like, I just make myself dirty looking and more homeless.
He just dives into the mud or something.
Yeah.
Here, I do have some hair dye if you want that. We can dye your hair or... she's like digging around her disguise kit, just pulling out random makeup and hair dyes and stuff.
All right.
For him to use.
Let's do some streaks. Wait, hold on. No.
Hold on.
I just want you to frost my tips. No.
Frost the tips. Okay.
No, no, no. No, no, no. We're going to leave.
Here is it.
We're going to leave the hair as it is.
Okay. Got just, it.
Yeah. Great.
Got it.
Okay. The day wears on. You guys do your preparations, and eventually Kibbs comes up to Dagna and says, okay, I think I'm ready, if you guys are.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
As ready as I'm capable of becoming.
I guess we're going for a homecoming, would you say, Cam?
I would not say that.
So, Kibbs walks up to the tree in the center of town, draws a rune on it, and a knot hole appears, and it grows larger and larger until it's a human-sized hole. And Kibbs looks at you guys and says, okay.
Going in.
All right. Human-sized hole was my Nine Inch Nail cover band in high school. And I go into the tree.
Okay. As you guys all make your way through the tree, you find yourself on the other side. You see yourself at sunset looking over the skyline of Gildas. I need everybody but Matt to take off their headphones.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Okay. You want me to mute everybody? And everyone can just sit here waiting in silence until I unmute them?
No, this will be real quick, and then we're going to do something else as well. Matt.
Yes?
As you are greeted with this scene, this is very familiar to you. This was where you learned to paint. You have several from bad to good paintings of this exact scene, because this is the exact spot you would sit with a canvas and learn to paint.
Very nostalgic.
Okay. Let's get everybody's headphones back on. And then, unfortunately, I'm going to have you guys take your headphones off again here in just a second.
Why not just do that other thing now?
Okay. So Matt, I need you to take your headphones off. And Stephanie, I need you to put your headphones on. I need everybody to take their headphones off except for Stephanie.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Your turn, like, Steph.
Oh, my turn.
Oh, bye, okay. Bitch.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Is it just Stephanie now? Okay.
Yeah.
Stephanie, overlooking the skyline of the city, you look down at the ground and there appears to be a small rut in the ground. And as you look down, it strikes you. This is the spot that you woke up after being resurrected.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. That spot was your grave.
Okay.
Okay. And let's bring everybody back.
Oh, shit. Was Matt's this intense?
Just, we'll see as things
okay,
happen.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
All right. Anyone else have any other solo things, Sean?
Nope. That's it. We're all back now.
Yay.
Subplots within subplots.
So many.
So,
and you get backstory, and you get backstory. Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
you guys find yourself standing on the skyline of Gildas. You know that your dad's army would be, like, to the west of here about a league.
Okay.
But this is a tree that Kibbs knew.
Okay, that's fine. Dad should be this way, and she's gonna start walking that way.
Yeah, we just need to go. So, can we just leave?
Yep,
like,
yep.
Let's go.
Okay. Are you okay?
Okay. Everything is great.
That's cute. So let's just go. Lie to me, but okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Give me a sec, okay? It's been a while since I've seen home.
Hey, Sean. So we're on the island that Gildas is on.
Is it an island?
Yeah, it's on an island.
No.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll say that you guys are on the island on the outskirts.
Large island.
It's a very large island.
Okay, yeah, and you would think that the troops have been couriered to the island, so they're on this island away from Gildas.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
We good?
Yeah, I'm good. All right. I'm good.
The fact that it's an island makes my tunnels even more impressive.
And Dagna, I guess, leads the way?
I guess.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys, how far is a league?
I don't know.
How many nautical miles is it?
I think it's about a nautical mile.
Yep.
Okay, cool. You guys travel about a nautical mile to the west, and as you do, you begin to see the smoke from campfires. You can see the coast, and as you kind of breach an overlook, you see a lot of barbarian dragon ships that have landed on the shore. You see a dock that has been splintered and burned, and you see a bunch of tents set up for about 60,000 troops.
Ooh.
Yikes.
And they all appear to be barbarians, except for one small little camp in the center that is bearing the sigil of House Macwell. Or not Macwell, O'Leroy.
Okay. Dagna makes sure that her colors are very visible and her brooch is shiny, and with confidence strides through the camp.
Okay. You guys are, like, stopped at first by a barbarian and a group of barbarians, and they say,
Who are you?
Dagna O'Leroy.
Dagna O'Leroy? You weren't supposed to arrive for another 5 days.
Plans changed, unfortunately.
Where is your honor guard?
Dead.
Dead?
A troop from flying under Jeldos and Macwell's banners killed them.
He says, this is not my business. I'm not a planner. I just follow orders. Come with me. Quickly.
As he guides you through the camp, people begin to take notice of you as different barbarians begin to stand up. Some of them go to one knee. Some of them do weird spiritual things. Some are not quite sure what to do. But eventually you make your way through the camps and you come to a small palisade wall that the guards see who you are, open the gate, and you are led into a small tent encampment with one large one in the center bearing your sigil.
Cool. Do I see my clan around, or are they in the tent?
You would assume that they're probably in the tent. It's large. It's like almost like a Viking longhouse.
You guys can stay out here if you want, or come with me. Either way, your choice.
And I'm coming with you.
All right. As she goes into the tent.
There appears to be a meeting going on, and as you look over everything, you see your father there at the end of the table pointing at a map, and he says, what's the meeting? Dagna!
Hey, Dad.
You made it!
I did.
Oh, I didn't expect you for another, 10 day almost.
We had complications that expedited our adventure here.
Complications? You were well protected, I assume, though.
When there's a troop of 1,000 people marching upon you, it's a little bit more, intimidating. Less survival.
1,000 people?
How many were there?
There was about 1,000.
Yep. Okay.
Who were these people?
They're marching under the banner of Jeldos and House Macwell.
No, not Jeldos and House Macwell. Sin Aemon.
Oh, Sin Aemon. Just fucking kidding. They were marching under the banner of, Sin Aemon.
Sin Aemon?
Mm-hmm.
What interest does Sin Aemon have with you?
I don't know. I was hoping... Well, that still remains a mystery.
I assumed they were at war with the Macwells currently. That's the last word we received, as well as Ebrasea on their opposing flank.
Yeah. There is miscommunication, I think. What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? We are going to go into town. mm-hmm. House Macwell is occupied fighting Sin Aemon currently, so we figured we would seek an audience with the other great houses of the city and assert ourselves as a force to be known and no longer trifled with.
You're going to need more than just the great houses to talk to in the city.
What do you mean, boy?
You're going to need...
This is Cyrus. He is a former occupant of Jeldos.
Of the House Sabal.
I was going to leave it out, but cool.
You bring an emissary of House Sabal?
He's a companion. Friend.
Interesting friends. Dagna, but...
I make
a fortuitous turn of events. Perhaps we could help him... You use him for diplomacy.
To an extent. Also, it was brought to my attention that there are actually... tunnels under Jeldos.
Interesting. How did you come across this information?
Cyrus is very helpful and resourceful.
Well, I thank you, sir.
I looked at you and then I'm like nodding along, like, all right.
I'm still curious as to why Sin Amon would take interest in you. They are too busy fighting House Macwell and Ebrasia currently on a double flank.
I don't know. I think they may have... I don't know.
There's something glaring to you right now that I don't think you're picking up on. Your father does not know that it appears that Sin Amon and House Macwell are fighting together.
Oh, because... Hold on. Sorry.
He keeps saying that they're fighting both, each other, but yeah.
No, because both of the flags that were there that attacked us were Sin Amon and
No,
Macwell,
it was
right?
Sin Amon and House Macwell.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. No, Dad. House Macwell has joined forces with Sin Amon.
What? With who?
I. It beats me.
Wait.
I guess
whoever joined forces with who?
Sin Amon. And House
what?
Macwell.
And there, everybody starts talking amongst themselves in this room at this news. How do you know this?
Because they killed the envoy. I saw the banners, Dad. I know what I saw.
This is troubling.
The least of our worries, but yes.
If
well,
House Macwell has sided with Sin Amon, then they stand a strong chance of dispatching Ebrasia, and at this point, I don't know what to do, because you see, the patriarch of House Macwell has gone missing, as has the matriarch and... You know that both their sons perished. Well, one of them's missing, but one of them perished almost a year ago. This is troubling.
Then,
this changes everything. I mean, what do we do at this point? Do we leave? Do we assault Gildas? Do we notify the great houses, or do they already know?
I mean, it could build an opportunity to build an alliance with the greater houses, but I don't know... I don't know what that information would do for them. You know what I mean?
Usually the great houses remain outside the conflict or come to a consensus on who to back in a war that is most beneficial.
But if a house has sided with the city...
Then that... It's unprecedented.
It's a conspiracy, that's for sure.
Yes, I would agree.
Then take that information and you could expose them to the other houses and... gain an alliance.
This
Could
is
you not?
Not a bad option. Oh, this, then it's the choice. Do we do this through diplomacy or subterfuge? Do we make our way into the city or do we just send an envoy?
Diplomacy, I think, will get you farther.
Yes.
But always be careful, you know, to have a backup in case things go south.
When things go south.
If I may, the governor of Gildas, from what I've seen, is always a man of diplomacy first. That's how we got so many contracts to begin with.
Yes, this is true, which is why I'm confused. What are your thoughts, young man? You obviously know the city well.
Apparently not as well as I thought. But if you can, I would recommend flying, at least send an emissary of our own, under the white banner. The governor does honor those under that for messages. And explain the situation to him. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Matt, who would be the governor?
The governor.
Is there a governor, or would it be someone from House Macwell?
It's a governor. The houses serve the governor.
Okay, gotcha.
I remember putting a name down. Let me. Let's see.
Yeah, and House Macwell doesn't run all of Gildas. It's just the army of Gildas. Yeah,
they're an army, and it's then at that point it's a strong arm as well because
yeah.
They're like the major guard.
Yeah. You can't fuck with, we don't run Gildas, but you certainly can't fuck with Gildas without fucking with us first.
Yeah.
You're good.
Ah, damn it, it's not there. You can make up a name because apparently I lost my notes for that.
Okay.
Wait, I found it. Notable NPCs. Governor General Lamaris.
Lamaris?
Yeah. Okay.
Governor General Lamaris. He says, this would make sense, especially since we have a member of one of the houses.
Would it also be possible... I'm not familiar with the houses, really, when they march to war, but isn't there... Couldn't we get more information from the House Macwell if we were to infiltrate it and support our claims that House Macwell and Cinnamon are together in forces?
Yes, I mean, that would make sense as they're absent, but it was more of a disappearance than anything. their troops fight the front lines, as they assume that Cinnamon had something to do with the subterfuge, and I think that's what kept the other houses at bay currently. They are letting House Macwell sort out what has happened to their leadership.
Okay, so there's people in the house still.
Yes, but if you're saying they're allied, there is some grand conspiracy happening here. I am not sure that the great houses of the city, as well as the governor and the governor general and the rest of the political system, are aware of this yet.
We do have to be careful, though, because House Macwell, they do train and therefore have loyalty of the wardens, who are the guards of the governor general.
Yes, and I understand that, but they have since ceded the guard. All troops have been called to the line. The other houses are taking up the guardship currently, which is why we saw this as a time for diplomacy.
But they wouldn't just leave him unguarded. I'm pretty sure they'll have...
Oh, who? Who unguarded? The governor general?
Yeah.
Then perhaps there are a few behind, but as far as I know, the rest of the guard have left. Maybe they're operating on skeleton crew currently.
One will hope.
I must think on this. Any thoughts on who we should send?
Kim's in the background with his finger on his nose.
Well, who do you trust with such a task?
You brought this information.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend seems to know the great houses.
Mm-hmm.
I have people to protect you.
Okay.
Perhaps
I'm
you
on
or
it.
Your group. I would trust no one else with this matter.
Well, I'm more than happy to go. Let me confer with my companions to see if that's something that they're comfortable with. Because right now we're a lot out of our comfort zone. But... I will get it done.
Very well.
If you glance at Cam, he's trying to look cool, but looks like a deer that has a car careening towards it.
It's been a long day. Can we set up camp just outside? Do we
have
a tent?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Dad.
No problem. Should you require anything, my daughter, let me know. Let's have a feast tonight. I believe that this reunion is in need of celebration.
Of course. I'm a fan of celebrating, and there'll be alcohol.
So.
Hang on, I'm dying.
Right. And you guys are left to your devices for the rest of the probably couple hours before dinner.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Powwow at the hut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call... Sorry, I'm just making myself laugh now, but I was going to say we could call this episode Hut Stuff.
Valid point. So when the hut is made, we're inside. So, that didn't go too bad.
Could have been a lot worse.
How's everyone feeling?
Bad.
Don't like being.
That was a fun noise.
So, okay. So I know that you guys probably don't want to go marching into Gildas. Fine, that is completely 100% fair and valid. Should we figure out why Macwell is siding with Cinnamon? Cinnamon?
Cinnamon?
It was bound to happen at some point.
Oh, no, I've been doing it. Cinnamon?
Does it matter?
It kind of does, because the Macwell has always been a staunch supporter of the city and the governor.
They probably offered them more money.
Yeah. Plus, my parents seem to be gone. I don't imagine that anybody should trust that everything is as it seems, frankly.
I just don't understand what they have to gain from building an alliance with them.
Perhaps they thought that Evriasia would lose no matter what.
But House Macwell gives them how many soldiers?
A lot.
A lot of soldiers.
Nearly a third of the army is House Macwell.
Hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
Something isn't right.
No. And if there's something that we can do to... lessen that force? I think that'd be pretty bitchin', just saying. I guess someone blackmailing House Mac? Okay, I'm not going to get into Cam's life now.
Please don't.
I'm just happy you're here. I'm just happy you're here, buddy.
Me too. Okay. Me too.
You don't have to go with me to be part of this envoy tomorrow. You and Boone both don't have to.
Cool. Deal.
Deal. Take good plan. Yeah. No, take a day off. It's okay. Cyrus, you'll go with me?
Yes.
Callus?
If you think I can be of assistance, then I can come. There's no reason I couldn't.
Emotional support? Yeah, there's always use. More people, the better off it is, right? Okay. Let's go party. Let's go have a feast. Let's just relax for 5 seconds. And just be happy we survived the day, yeah? Yeah.
That,
okay.
Yes. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. And the dog does gonna go ahead and, go join her clan.
Okay. Any other business you guys want to take care of?
I don't think so.
I think we're gonna party.
Yep.
Are we?
The evening gets dark. The longhouse is set for a feast. The barbarians on the outer walls are invited in as well, where everybody can just kind of mingle together. And the festivities kick off. Everybody, it seems, needed a moment of levity, as though they've been very serious for the past few months, or month it would be. And yeah, the barbarians are glad-handing with Clan of Leroy, and you guys partake in the festivities, and I think that that's where we will end this episode.
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh boy.
When you think it can't get worse.
It does.
You're back at Gildo's. Gildo's.
Gildo's.
We make plastic dicks here. Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi or by texting the champs line at 7575CHAMPS. You can join our patreon.com/tabletop. You can check out our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our Reddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. You can check out our store, turtle.fyi/new merch, all sorts of good stuff. I'm just going to let everyone know this. I'm officially, in 2019, I'm retiring the whole, like, rate and review us on iTunes nonsense.
Yep.
Honestly, fuck it. It doesn't matter. You can do it. It's cool. Don't go out of your way. I don't think it means that much anymore. I feel like everybody says it means something. I don't think it does. Yeah. So, fuck it. Thank you for the people who did. I appreciate that. It wasn't in vain. I thought it meant something. I don't think it does, though. Anyway, I think that's it. Until next time. Oh, no. We have Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at TabletopChamps. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.